Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, Pearl. Good win last night from the New England Patriots. They continue to roll. And listen, the schedule's not putting up a lot of resistance. They got to play the hapless Jets last night, but they did take care of them. It was a bit of a game in the fourth quarter. One score lead by the Patriots going into the fourth. But ultimately, they were in control of this game. I don't know if it's enough for me to give Drake May my MVP vote if I had one. I think there's been some more impressive performances so far this year. But no doubt, the Patriots, this turnaround is legit.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The Patriots don't have that many more challenging games. If he can keep on beating up on bad teams, he might just land in the MVP winner circle. He's the favorite right now. He looks better right now. He was under, I know it's a Jets.
Yeah, the Jets but will make anyone look good.
His ability to move and throw accurately is, that is no joke. Because usually when young quarterbacks move their feet, you never know what's going to happen. Drake May is putting it on everybody last night. Even the incompletes were mostly drops.
Yeah, the one thing about the Patriots, though, it's like they got a real test when they went to Buffalo and won, but Buffalo's got all kinds of problems. They went down to Tampa and won, but Tampa's got all kinds of injuries. And you're right, the schedule continues to be a cakewalk for them. So probably the first time they get tested is going to be in the playoffs. And by that time, they could have the number one seed. There could be a ton of buildup. Drake May might be at the MVP of the regular season. And I just don't know how they would fare going up against one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, you draw the Chiefs in the first round, what's going to happen then? They've not seen anything like Chris Jones.
Yeah, that's why I don't think anybody on planet Earth is betting them to win the Super Bowl, and they're about 10th or 11th.
I'm saying win a game in the playoffs. Yeah, forget Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that all depends on how it lays out. Do we know it's going to be the Chiefs? There's a lot that could happen between now and then. By the way, he's been tested a little bit. They did face Cleveland. The Cleveland's defense, by the way, just absolutely annihilated him, and he still kept getting up. That dude, he's got a little bit of Josh Allen and maybe a little bit of Joe Burrow. I think he's actually going to be a better... Like, Josh Allen needs his legs more than I think Drake May is going to need his legs. I feel like he's a combo of a bunch of different quarterbacks. Josh Allen is going to be the most obvious one, I guess. But look at the throws last night where he was moving around. Oh, my God. Like, it doesn't affect his accuracy at all. I'm kind of into him. And I kind of disagree. Winning at Buffalo, I mean, that's a test. I know you're down on your Bills.
Yeah.
But that's still somewhat of a test.
All right, let's get to our pal Nick Kostos. He's the host of You Better, You Bet, and he joins us every Friday at this time. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Let's start with college because that's where we love to go first here with you, a little Saturday and then Sunday. So obviously one of the biggest games on the slate is number 10 Texas traveling to Georgia, who's ranked 5th right now. Georgia -6.5, so a healthy favorite for the Bulldogs. How do you see this game?
So I actually think that we're going to see Georgia get bet up a little bit here. I don't think it's crazy that we may see a 7 here, Georgia favored by 7. And if and when that happens, I'm going to bet Texas. And I'll probably back it up with the Texas money line wager. And the reason why I'm interested in that, I do think, you know, Arch Manning's floor is pretty low. Like, I don't think anyone would be really surprised if he came out tomorrow and threw 3 interceptions and had a terrible game. Would that really be shocking if that happens, given what he's done in some games this year, even if he was better coming into the bye? I don't think it would be terribly surprising on the road at Georgia. I also don't think it would be that surprising if he's the best quarterback on the field, if he outplays Gunnar Stockton and has one of those games where we're all thinking, wow, like, this is the guy we thought he was going to be coming into the year. I do think there's a bit of volatility in this game because I don't know that Arch has reached his ceiling yet, and I'm willing to bet into those outcomes. So Texas plus 7 if and when it gets there, and I'll have a small bet on Texas to win the game, playing into maybe Arch Manning's just awesome and maybe Texas just wins if that's the case.
A lot of quarterback talk there. I heard a metric, Texas by DVOA has the best run defense in the country. The funny thing to me is neither, you know, Texas didn't run the ball until about week 8. Do you really think it comes down to Arch and Gunnar Stockton, or would you say that the defense is, like, overall team-wise, who do you have more faith in, Georgia or Texas? Because I have more faith in Georgia overall. If you take the quarterbacks out, I feel like the Bulldogs have an edge there.
And by the way, like, Georgia also has the quarterback edge, to your point. And the answer
you think
to your
so?
Question.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, well, going into the game,
yeah,
who do you trust more? Like, Gunnar Stockton or Arch Manning? It's Gunnar Stockton, right? But I think we can agree, though, right? Even if that's true, and I'm acknowledging that it is, and it's possible that we come out of the game tomorrow and just, yes, it was Gunnar Stockton, it was Georgia, it's Kirby Smart at home, they never lose in Athens unless it's like the game against Alabama earlier this year. What I'm saying is that I don't think it's crazy to think, and I think it's definitely a possibility. You wouldn't say this about that many quarterbacks. Like that Arch Manning could go in there and outplay Gunnar Stockton. I think it's within the range of outcomes. Yeah. And if you get that high ceiling, like 95th percentile Arch Manning game, that ever, and it's not just like jabronis like me, like people that are breaking down the All-22 in dimly lit rooms and wiping Cheeto dust off their fingers. People that we respect that write about the NFL draft and cover college, you know, like it's an industry pumping out talent for the NFL, all think that Arch has this crazy potential. So if that's true, then, like, why can't he be better than Gunnar Stockton tomorrow and play great? He could also face plant. Georgia's a big favorite. That's why I'm saying I'll have a bet on Texas money line as well as plus 7.
Nick, Nick, did you hear a little chatter before about Drake May?
Yeah, you kind of, like, turned him into, like Voltron. Like,
yes.
He's part Joe Montana, part Josh Allen, part Mahomes, part part Joe Burrow. He's the greatest quarterback ever, apparently.
Well, Maggie's been saying, I think she might be onto something, that New England win over Buffalo might not mean what we think it means, because she is, you know, rightfully so, she's been calling every Buffalo game rightly. So I'm curious what you think of Buffalo minus 5.5, because Maggie's been pretty accurate about her Bills.
Well, what does Maggie think about the game?
She thinks they're in trouble.
They're vulnerable. I've been saying this all year long. The run defense stinks. They have a lot of injuries. They have no reliable pass-catching weapons. And, you know, Josh Allen has to work way too hard. And some of these, and if James Cook has even a hangnail, it's not a good day.
Yeah, the Bills' offense was really frustrating last week, obviously, against Miami. And you really feel when Allen drops back to pass, they have no one that can win down the field. So the report, right, that they wanted Jaylen Waddle, I thought made a ton of sense. And then Waddle, like, mosses Maxwell Hairston on that long touchdown. So, like, I think Buffalo's going to be okay. Like, I don't think they're going to play like that the rest of the season. They're too good. But this is what I've been saying all year. Like, I think, and I was really wrong about the Chiefs game. The Bills played great in that game. So I'm not right about every Bills game. But I do think that, you know, when we get to the playoffs, and can I toss something out there to you guys? I think this is the way that we should be thinking about stuff. I think you guys will really like this. So, who do you guys think is the most likely team right now to win? And I promise I'll tie this together to win the AFC North.
Ravens.
Okay. What's likely then? Think about the Patriots record, like the Broncos, what the Chiefs record would be if they surpassed the Broncos and Indy. So Baltimore is likely to be the division champion with the worst record, the 4 seed. Who's going to win the AFC East?
Patriots.
Okay. Who's likely in the AFC to have the most wins as a wild card team then, or at least a strong chance of that?
Probably Buffalo.
So we're looking probably in the first round, in the wild card round, Buffalo at Baltimore. like Josh Allen at Lamar Jackson. I actually think that's the most likely outcome for Wild Card Weekend.
What about the AFC West teams, though? The Chargers and the
It could be the Chargers. It could be the Chiefs. But I think Buffalo would be most likely to have the most wins. Right. As far as the wild card teams go. And if you get Buffalo and Baltimore, I think Buffalo's getting bounced in that game by Derrick Henry and the Ravens. I don't think this is going to go well in January for Buffalo. As far as this game is concerned, you do think that the offense will be better, even if there are limitations in the passing game. I worry about Baker Mayfield, who was scrambling so much earlier in the year. And he said, coming out of the bye week, right, going into last week, that the oblique injury had healed and he was going to be running more. Zero scrambles for Baker Mayfield last week. So, that's a part of the game that's kind of eliminated for Tampa. He didn't run the ball at all last week against the Patriots. Now, Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin might be back, and that's huge for their offense and, just a little diversity because Bucky's got juice, and then Ibuka doesn't have all the pressure on him. I think the Baker stuff would lead me towards Buffalo winning this game by margin, but I don't think I'll have a bet on it.
Nick Costas joining us from You Better You Bet. All right, let's kick around some more NFL games. Small Rams, 3-point favorite right now at home against the Seahawks. Could make an argument these are two of the best teams in the NFL.
Maybe the two best teams in the NFL. You could certainly make that argument. I bet the Rams on Monday when this was -2.5. I always say that's why you want to listen to You Better You Bet during the week. And honestly, you don't have to be a betting expert to look at that number and say, hey, where's it going to go? Matthew Stafford at home against Sam Darnold. And, we could talk about the Rams offensive personnel and how they're playing all these tight ends and what they're going to do against Mike McDonald and the Seahawks defense. I mean, this is a truly wonderful matchup, right? McVay versus McDonald, offensive wizard versus defensive wizard. I don't want to do any of that. I want to take a walk down narrative street here.
Okay.
And let's dumb this
grab
down.
Grab your coat.
Yeah. Lowest common denominator here. And the take is I will pay to see Sam Darnold beat me in a big spot against the Rams and Matthew Stafford. Now, I've been consistent for a long time on this show with you guys and on my show this year and on other shows. If you could tell me Sam Darnold's going to play like this in January, the Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl. I think they're the best team if Darnold plays like this. But we've seen in the big spots when the lights are brightest, week 18 last year, on the road at the Lions, NFC North championship game, number one seed in the NFC playoffs, face plants. Monday night in the wild card game in LA against these Rams, face plants in that game. So maybe it's going to be different this year. And I'm not saying it can't be. What I am saying is I'll pay to see it. I laid Rams 2.5. Honestly, 3 is the perfect number. I wouldn't bet the game now.
All right, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the New York Giants, your New York Giants. I got to tell you, the second Jameis Winston got that starting job, I feared for my friends who are Packers fans. Packers favored by a touchdown. Now, I think I'm not alone. Jameis makes this game scary for Green Bay in my mind.
Yeah, so, it's a very interesting handicap, right, where I think there's definitely a strong case to be made for the Giants, where we've seen the Packers now. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, and it doesn't impact the way I feel about this game. I'm out on Green Bay as a Super Bowl contender. I don't want to hear it anymore after the way Monday night went. I'm out. And then the Panthers lost the previous week. And now here's Jameis, right? Where if it's Russell Wilson, maybe the Giants can cover and keep the game close, but they're not going to win with Russ as the quarterback. With Jameis, he could throw for A, 500 yards, B, four touchdowns, C, five interceptions, or D, all of the above in the same game. So you've got a Packers team that's struggling with the volatility of Jameis Winston, and I think some people could arrive at a Giants money line bet. Why can't the Giants just win the game? Packers stank recently. Here's Jameis. I actually want to come in on the opposite side here. I think the Packers are going to kill them. I'm Maggie's right about the Bills. I feel like I'm right a lot about the Giants. The Giants stink, okay? And this idea that, it's this, no pun intended, sleeping Giant roster. Wow, they have all these great players and Brian Daboll was just bad. You want to make that argument? Here's my counter. They lose every game. the players can't be that good if they lose every game. I'm sorry. The players are not good. I think the Packers are going to railroad them on Sunday. I love Green Bay.
You misunderstood. Sleepy Giants meant the Giants were asleep for some of their games.
They meant coma.
Especially late
coma.
Against the Broncos.
Oh, they've been sleeping since Odell Beckham and company went on the boat.
All right, Nick, a couple more from you on the NFL slates. We got some really good games. You have Kansas City at Denver. Kansas City, a 3.5-point favorite on the road. And then Sunday night, you got the Lions visiting Perloff's Eagles. Eagles, 2.5-point favorite. What do you think about those games?
I have a stronger take on the Sunday night game, so okay, I'll start there. I mean, you guys know. I mean, I love the Eagles. Like the, yeah. Will the Eagles win a game at home? Like that's the bet. Yes. This is where, like, the analytics nerds, and this is not to, like, paint myself as like I'm the coolest person, but like this stuff really aggravates me. Where like the Eagles, like all literally like DJ Khaled style, like all they do is win, and then after the game, it's well. They didn't. Jalen Hurts doesn't throw down the field in the middle of the field, and he doesn't step up in the muddy pocket.
No, it's AJ Brown is on a Twitch stream.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's just like all these things that have nothing. Like the game starts and it ends, and the Eagles win, and that's what happens. Like every time they play, is they just win, and then after the game, it's well, but. Or yeah, but. Here's my yeah, but. Yeah, but, like, they won the Super Bowl last year, and I think they're going back to the Super Bowl again. So it's not an anti-Detroit thing at all. I think the Lions are awesome. And fascinated to see, actually, and this will be, like, something fun during the game. So Dan Campbell's calling the plays last week against Washington.
Yeah.
The Commanders are like an ACC defense.
Yeah.
Like, they have absolutely no chance. This is a legit defense now that Dan Campbell's going to be calling plays against. How's that going to go? The Lions have injuries in the secondary. This is just like, I just think the Eagles are the better team. They have more talent. They're at home. Spread is less than 3. Give me the Eagles. As far as the Chiefs-Broncos go, and this is just what the betting market tells you what it thinks about something, the Broncos are 8-2. The Chiefs are 5-4. The Broncos are at home. The Chiefs are 3.5-point road favorites. And the Broncos have one of the best home field advantages in the league with the crowd and at altitude. So the implication here is that if this game were in Kansas City, the Chiefs would be a 7-point favorite. Like, that's basically what this is here, or close to 7. And does that pass the smell test for everybody? For me, like, it kind of does. But, you know, Denver's defense is good enough even without Patrick Surtain. And we've seen the Chiefs be weird this year where, like, you know, the 100-yard pick six to Devin Lloyd or Travis Kelce's drop against the Eagles or Kelce injuring his teammate week 1 in Brazil against the Chargers, where I don't know if I want to lay more than a field goal, but I am very confident the Chiefs will win the game. So I'll have Kansas City money line and some parlays. I would be floored if the Broncos won. I would not be floored if the Chiefs only won the game by 3.
On that topic, Nick, I'm looking at Super Bowl futures, and Kansas City's still pretty good favorite to win it all. I see we were debating earlier in the show, the Colts are 10-1. They're about 6 in odds. Is there any reason that you would take them? I don't know if you change your Super Bowl future bets or you just go with your preseason bet and ride it. Is that a worthy investment in the Colts? Or to me, I don't ever see Daniel Jones winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, can I answer your question with a question?
Yeah.
Colts... Chiefs at Colts in the playoffs. Who are you picking to win?
Chiefs.
Okay. So, like, then no.
Yeah. No, I mean...
Like, Colts versus Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Eagles. Yeah, I can't... There's nothing the Colts can do to convince me right now. I'm sorry. I know they're 8-2. I'm just not buying.
What are you apologizing for?
Well, yeah.
The quarterback has a ceiling. Like, there's no apologies to be made.
Well, Nick, if you... Because we were talking about this before. We're talking about Nick Costos of You Better You Bet. The sort of new guard in the AFC versus the old guard in the AFC this year. So the new guard would be Colts. It would be Patriots. Throw Denver in there. Kind of like the newer, you know, good record. Maybe put the Chargers in there. I don't know. And then also versus Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Kind of the 3 teams that have been there at the end. And do you have faith in any of the new guard? Again, Colts, Patriots, Denver. And I guess we'll throw the Chargers in there. I guess. I'm not sure where they fit. That they will actually come out of this conference.
Chargers, 0. The offensive line's not good enough.
Right.
That's the tip of the spear, as Jim Harbaugh says. They're down. Like, they lost their two all-pro tackles.
Yeah.
So, no chance for them. And it's not even their fault. Like, I would love to have seen it with Alt and Slater. Slater's been out the whole year. Now Alt's done for the year. 0 for the Chargers. 0 for the Broncos. Like, Bo Nix is not winning 3 games in the AFC playoffs. Like, 0. And I bet the Broncos to make the playoffs and over win total. I'm not a Broncos hater, but the question is not, can they win 12 games? The question is, can they win three games in January? No way. I would say for Indy, like, no, because Daniel Jones has got to win three games against some of the Titans, not Tennessee, in the AFC. The Patriots are probably the team with the best chance because I think May's the best of these quarterbacks. And that includes Justin Herbert, who's awesome. But, I mean, do you really trust the Patriots defense in a massive spot? Like, I don't. And I'll give you, I think you guys will like this. You guys love, like, history. And honestly, this is a good narrative. It's a good piece of content here. In 2018, Patrick Mahomes won MVP. In his second season as a starter. And the Chiefs hosted the AFC Championship game against the old guard, now older than Mahomes is now, but Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And the Patriots beat them in overtime, sent the Chiefs home, and went on to win another Super Bowl, Brady's last Super Bowl in New England. What I think we're going to get in January is the inverse. Drake May, possible MVP, second year as the starter, at home on either Championship Sunday or Divisional Sunday, hosting Mahomes and the Chiefs. And Mahomes did to May what Brady did to him and sends Drake May in the Patriots.
Well, what happened next?
Don't we need an offsides call there that really helped out the Patriots?
We'll have D Ford will like light the fire, do whatever. Yeah.
Can I ask both of you a question real quick?
Yeah.
On that topic, yes or no, do Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, or Josh Allen, do any of those three quarterbacks win a Super Bowl in their career?
Yes, but there's a but attached to it. The Bills have to fire Sean McDermott and the Ravens have to fire John Harbaugh.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something else, Nick, not to jump you there.
It's okay.
This is my big fear as a Bills fan. I've acknowledged this on the show already. Josh Allen is the next Matthew Stafford. Wins on the second team, and you have to convince yourself you're happy for him when you're actually not.
Oh, don't do that. No, Maggie, you need... Listen, your energy is directed in the wrong way.
I want McDermott gone too.
That's where 100% of the energy should be.
And I want Brandon Bean gone too.
Great. Like you have a huge audience here on your national show. I would hammer that point home as much as possible because again, things are meant to be broken. But I've been saying it for years. In the history of the National Football League, we have never seen a quarterback coach pairing be together as long, and they're the same draft class, as John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. Like, they haven't even been to a Super Bowl yet. And we've never seen it go this long before and succeed after the fact.
Well, and the problem is that Sean McDermott can't beat Andy Reid when it matters. And so he cannot do this. And he also, let's call it what it is, has a lot of trouble with Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, so fire the coach.
There's
get
some
a new
major
coach in
issues
there.
Here.
Like, Josh Allen's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, wait.
Like, Lamar's probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, you're not going to fire the quarterback. So this is the definition of insanity. Like, these two teams, it's incredibly frustrating. I bet the Chiefs every year against them. It's great. They keep doing the same thing, and they expect a different result, and it never changes. So people get really mad when you say, like, the Bills, McDermott's not a bad coach, Harbaugh's not a bad coach. I would love for either to coach my team, the Giants. But, like, this idea that it's just going to be different this year, why?
Yeah.
Well, they lose every year.
Yeah.
Like, do something different.
You know, Nick, just last one for you, and you brought up exactly what I was going to ask you next. So we have not talked since Brian Daboll got let go, and that was I had two plans for the Giants. Plan A was trade for John Harbaugh. I think he could really help your team. And then plan B was Ryan Day from Ohio State. Who do you want to be the head coach of the New York Giants?
Ryan Day?
Yeah. You got a good one there, Ryan.
I would be devastated.
He's not Urban Meyer. He's better.
Okay. He strikes me like he's like a CEO. That's how I feel about Ryan Day. He's led to the court. And I bet Ohio State to win the title last year and this year. I would not want Ryan Day. Who was the first guy you mentioned?
Trade for John Harbaugh. I'm giving you two CEOs. You've been doing this long enough with the offensive coordinators, and it doesn't work.
No, I'm out on Harbaugh. Harbaugh to me has been on tilt for years. His decision making is erratic, and I feel like it used to be real. Like, we used to watch Ravens games, or I did at least, and feel like when it came down to it, and there was a big decision to be made, John Harbaugh was going to do the right thing. And we see this with coaches all the time. And Harbaugh's way better than some of the names I'm about to mention here. So I'm not saying they're the same. This is like Brandon Staley first year with the Chargers, or even Dable in his first year with the Giants. When it came down to it in the biggest spots and the coach would make, even if it didn't work, you felt like the decision was the right decision. And Staley gets bullied by the media after they miss the playoffs, and he becomes Captain Conservative. And Dable's decision-making is all over the place. And that was detailed in Jordan Renan's column for ESPN. And Harbaugh, since they haven't won since Flacco was the quarterback, you know, almost 15 years ago now, like, his decision-making is all week one against your Bills. That punt back to Josh Allen, like, if we're talking, like, 7 years ago, does Harbaugh ever punt that ball? Like, I think he's lost it. Not in the way, like, Grandpa's lost it, but, like, I don't think he's got it anymore. I don't think he's got the
picks he does.
Who do you want to coach the team?
Yeah, we're going over time, but who do you need?
Who do you want to coach the Giants?
I don't think it would happen because he, well, think of this as a crazy sentence, because he's suing the team. I want Brian Flores.
Oh, he's suing the league. Oh, and specifically, well, the Giants. I forgot about that.
He would. Wrong, and like Brian. I put that video out and people are like, oh, suing the league. Don't you know that? Okay. Like, do you think if the Giants called him or like, hey, we'd like you to coach our team, he'd be like, well, no, I'm pressing forward with the lawsuit. I think he'd probably take the head coaching opportunity. I'd love to see him get a second chance. He's got to play a little nicer in the sandbox. Like, oh, thank you. He's mean to Tua. This is professional football, everybody. Like, not participation trophy culture. Sorry. And then I'd like to see when Mike McDaniel gets fired, let's take the Dolphins castoffs. Flores head coach, McDaniel offensive coordinator, Jackson Dart. And then I think we're cooking with gas.
That's an odd culture mix, though, those two.
It's a weird, weird dinner date.
I want Brian Flores. That's my answer to the question.
Final answer, Brian Flores. Nick, you're the best. Thanks for doing this. Nick is the host of You Better You Bet. You can watch him, listen to him all over the place. He is must listen before you place a wager. Got to check in with Nick. Thank you, Nick.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
All right, we'll come back in a second. Got a lot to react to off of our interview with Nick. And of course, somebody, Pearl, is talking to the press. Somebody's making some big allegations. We'll tell you who, what, where, why next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Megan Perloff Show. I happened to be at a place yesterday, Pearl, where TVs were on with no sound. And it happened to be showing, it was a public place, obviously, and it happened to be showing the new Netflix show or movie Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That is maybe not the best movie for like the middle of the afternoon.
Where were you?
I was at a nail salon with a bunch of chicks.
So they have Netflix on this TV.
Yeah, and I think it just goes through like the whatever's number one.
Yeah.
It's not like the normal stuff that you find in chick salons, which is like rom-coms and whatever. It's at one point, the dude, I'm not spoiling anything. At one point, the guy's got a saw, and he's just like sawing off someone's leg, like a cadaver's leg, to make this Frankenstein. It's pretty gross. Pretty gross. I'm not going to lie. I know it's the number one movie right now on Netflix.
I was telling you guys before, I was simultaneously watching the Jets-Patriots game and the Eddie Murphy doc.
I didn't even know there was an Eddie Murphy doc.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of hype in the last couple of weeks. It is totally delivers. Oh my God, is it awesome.
Is it the real truth or is it just a polished, sanitized version?
It's mostly interviews with Eddie. Mm. So for what that's worth. No, there's not a lot of downside, but it's still completely awesome.
Wait, you mean the donkey from Shrek?
Yeah, these guys, you know what Eddie Murphy said? He said a lot of people know me mostly for Shrek. Yeah, younger
which
people.
Which I get because Shrek was such a gigantic movie.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
But then there
it's iconic.
I know.
He killed that movie. He was amazing as that donkey. Yeah, like, honestly, he made that movie. I hate to say it.
Right, but, like, Pluto Nash came before it. And that, like,
he made some stinkers.
Yeah. No, he talked about those.
Yeah.
No, he had some.
Did he explain them? Apologize?
Did he apologize for Norbit?
Can I get my $15 back for Norbit?
No, he's got 10 kids. He's got to work.
He basically said, he's like, yeah, I got a little off track with my movie choices.
Yeah.
He was Axel Foley, and then all of a sudden he was, I don't know, something else.
He was like, you know, like anti-everything and this bad dude and cool guy, and then he's Pluto Nash.
Well, then he told a story. He was nominated for an Oscar for Dreamgirls, where he played the Marvin Gaye character, and he lost it because Norbit came out a month before the voting. People saw Norbit, they're like, there's no way we're giving Norbit an Oscar. He's like, it was terrible timing.
That's hilarious.
He wrote Norbit. He was explaining. He's like, I had this fever dream of a script called Norbit. But his ability to make himself up as other characters, like in those silly Dr. Doolittle movies, incredible.
Right.
Wow, that's funny. That's not even 1, 2, 3, or 4 of what I think of with Eddie Murphy. I think of SNL when he's James Brown going around the hot tub.
They did all that.
Gumby.
Yeah, Gumby, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Right, they did. They spent tons of time on all that.
No, I'm saying if you ask me what I associate him more closely with, it's not any of the newer stuff.
Well, the Shrek thing, because, you know, the Gumby stuff was 1982. So that was 40 years ago. I think a lot of people, Shrek's wildly popular. The makeup process is nuts. He would do 6 hours.
To be the
hours.
Donkey?
To just do one scene as like the old guy in Coming to America.
Oh, yeah, of course, Coming to
would
America.
Would take Thanks, 6 hours. A lot of people thought his multiple characters in Coming to America was like the peak of his career, too.
Oh, yeah, when he's the every guy in the barbershop. Yeah.
Man wants to be called Muhammad Ali. I'm going to call him Muhammad Ali.
His mama called him Clay. I'm calling him Clay.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty cool. And I've watched like 15 minutes. I don't know why. I watched like 15 minutes of Frankenstein. You're so right. That's tough. That's
like
a tough watch.
And not with a bunch of women, you know? Like,
why so? I feel like hunky guys. No?
No.
They're,
no.
Yes.
I'm sure there's someone out there who like this, but this is like a group of women in a nail salon. So you have women who are in their 70s, in their 20s, 40s.
Yeah. And?
I don't want to see you bodies getting sawed with a handsaw.
Well, I did notice it was the best looking Frankenstein I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh, Frankenstein's hot, which also is weird.
There it is.
It's not me. They made him hot. And it's all CGI. It's so weird.
I kind of thought it was a new take. it's sort of like a teen model playing Frankenstein. And Oscar Isaac's cool. He's a good-looking dude, too. No, nothing. I think that's the kind of movie you would play at a nail salon.
There were so many just moments where there were just women from all over the salon just going, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, God. They were horrified. It's like nanas in there.
And a lot of, what's wrong with a movie filled with naked men for this thing?
Yeah, and there was a lot of nudity, which is weird for the nail salon.
Really?
What gender?
Like naked, a lot of male naked dead bodies? Never,
I'm out.
No, at one point, yeah, well, the Frankenstein, but they put underpants on him at some point, which is so silly, and shoes. But anyway, it's so dumb. No, well, at one point, Oscar Isaac is naked.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a male nudity movie. I think it'd be perfect for a nail salon.
Where can I find this film?
Netflix.
You're into male nudity, bro?
Yeah.
I think there's some female nudity, too.
Oh,
some
reason, now I'm in. Now I'm in. Both feet.
A lot of shirtless guys, too. Yeah, funny, I did notice it. It was glaring.
In 2025, can't find pictures of naked people anywhere. It's really hard.
No, I mean...
I'm dripping with sarcasm here. I mean...
I agree.
To see somebody's backside is now like... That's on daytime TV.
Thank you.
Nail salon.
Thank you, FCC.
All right, folks, what do you got?
I got headlines once again, sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. It didn't feel that close, but the Jets were technically still kind of maybe within reach of the Patriots in the fourth quarter last night until...
Justin Fields at work. Keeping his own, and he drops the snap, and Fields is in trouble. The ball is still loose, and the Patriots seemingly have it at the 10. New England takes over.
Dumb teams do dumb things.
That's Scott Zolak. Do we think the six-year-old version of him would have pushed Maggie's kid during gym class?
I think if the Jets, but if, definitely. But if the Jets could have like an epitaph, it'd be stupid teams do stupid thing. I'm sorry. Well, EJ's not here, so I guess we can talk freely about the Jets without offending him.
I kind of feel like Scott Zolak wants to push me every time he sees me. Don't you get that vibe about Zolak?
No, he would never push a woman, but he's always wearing sunglasses, you know? So when we see him on Radio Row, so yeah, he looks intimidating.
The Pats tacked on a field goal after that Jets fumble, creating the 27-14 final score on Thursday Night Football. New England now on an 8-game win streak, 9-2 overall. No gaudy numbers from Drake May last night, 281 yards, one touchdown, but clean football again from the MVP candidate, his head coach, Mike Vrabel.
We have high expectations for Drake. He has high expectations for himself. He'll continue to improve. I know that he'll stay humble through this all.
Rookie running back Travion Henderson caught May's touchdown pass after running for two of his own. Far from all of that, the NFL has filed a grievance against the union's annual player survey about working conditions at each team. This is when we find out which teams have bad cafeterias and good weight rooms. The league says it violates the CBA by publicly airing criticism of teams. The union sent the letter to players that it has officially responded to this grievance and will still do the survey for this season.
Yeah, surprising. It's once the Jets got F- like 3 years in a row, suddenly now they have a problem with it.
Now I'm desperate to read the next survey. Like they, somebody put this out on Twitter. It has the exact opposite effect the owners want. Now everyone's going to be like, oh, this must be the real deal. I can't wait to see the next survey.
It's the irony is that apparently the Chiefs' locker room must be like a dungeon.
They redid it, though, based on the survey.
Yeah.
So there's some good outcomes. Works.
Yeah, owners want to be bad owners in private.
You guys ever seen the video of the Chiefs owner's box, by the way? Anyone seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's an apartment in the middle of the stadium. It's the craziest thing. Google it. You will enjoy it. It's like a living room with a fireplace.
Is this where Taylor
It's No, the Hunts. The Hunt family.
She's not in that same box?
I don't think so. No, this is the... And maybe I'm getting it wrong. This is the Hunt family has like an apartment / box. It's awesome.
Do they live there?
I don't think so.
Are they dorming there?
Together. They're billionaires. They all live in a one-room studio apartment. Yeah.
I mean, if my family owned the team, I would probably want to sleep there as much as possible.
That's my dream. I think I've told that.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Blue Jays stadium. You know how there's a hotel that overlooks the stadium? That's where I want to live.
Just three NBA games last night. The Suns hammered the ghost of the Pacers 133-98. Atlanta won in Utah 132-122. And the Raptors won in Cleveland 126-113. Scottie Barnes, 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Men's college basketball had its first top 10 shutout of the new season last night. Second-ranked Purdue, an 87-80 win at number 8 Alabama. Braden Smith scoring 21 of his 29 points in the second half. Shohei Ohtani, the unanimous choice for NL MVP. Aaron Judge only beat Cal Raleigh by 4 first-place votes in the AL. Ohtani now a 4-time MVP, the second most all-time. This is number 3 for Judge. And congrats to Panthers winger Brad Marchand.
Carlson over on the far side. Marchand the takeaway. Backhand to Luostarinen. Luostarinen looks long toward the empty net. He scores! Ed to Luostarinen from long range. The empty netter, and that's 1,000 points for Brad Marchand, who picks up the primary assist on the goal. The Panthers take a 6-3 lead with 90 seconds to play, and Marchand teammates onto the ice to celebrate at center ice.
Dude gets traded out of Boston last spring, wins another Stanley Cup, signs a long-term extension in Florida, and now this huge group hug for 1,000 career points for Brad Marchand. Florida wins the game 6-3 over Washington. Back to you guys.
Yeah, I just pulled up a picture and sent it to you guys of the Hunt Suite.
Yeah, what has it gotten it?
It's got a, it's first of all, it's just really pretty. It's got a staircase, so it's like a duplex. It's definitely got a fireplace, a living room with normal chairs, a stained glass window for some reason.
Praying.
Fireplace.
That can't work, can it?
Yeah, and then you can see it looks out on the field. It's in your email. It's one of the funniest suites I've ever seen. I've seen videos of it too. I assume this is legit. Maybe I'm being fooled by AI. It's really clever the way they embed it into the stadium without taking up so much room, but the Hunts get off criticized. It feels like let the fans eat cake because I guess the rest of the stadium is not as great.
Well, you've been there, no?
No, I've never been to Arrowhead. No.
Arrowhead is cool because It feels like a throwback, a little like Chavez Ravine kind of to me. Like, yeah, you know, the scoreboard is like a cool shape. Like, I don't know. You feel like you're in a place where the history happened.
They want to go indoors there. They want to rebuild Arrowhead. And one of their proposals is to go indoors so they can have concerts in the off season. Would you want to keep that old school feel to
it? Well, unless I can't claim that I've done like a whole season there, but that wind is, I don't know how it's really affecting the stadium. They don't talk about that much, but like, it's obviously very, you're on the plains, right? So it's kind of, it's windy. And sometimes when I was there, it was like this really hot wind.
But it seems like Lambeau kind of magical though.
Oh, yeah. And the decibel level. Remember we talked about who has the greatest home field advantage? Kansas City holds the Guinness record for most decibels in a stadium. I always thought it was Seattle, but it actually is Kansas City.
Yeah, they actually had like when they played a game, they did that like halftime or at the second quarter of one of those games. And yeah, they broke the record that was originally held in Seattle.
Pretty cool. Great home field advantage. Obviously, the fans are great. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Folks, thanks so much. Coming up, we will get to the anonymous report, that I 100% believe. MVP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Sorry, I had a burp. Okay, so there was a story that is an anonymous source, Pearl, but I got to be honest, I totally believe it. And I don't want to say this to take out any fans of the Pittsburgh Pirates at all, but the story is about Paul Skeens. And the story was told to, I think, NJ Advanced Media, that Paul Skeens has been open with teammates about how, you know, he doesn't believe that the Pirates are ever going to put a winner together, shocker, mm-hmm. and that he wants to be, at some point, play for the New York Yankees. And, you know, Yankees, Dodgers, whoever it is, like these big spending teams, maybe it's Texas, Red Sox, your Phillies, whatever, but they specifically said Yankees, so it got a lot of attention, obviously. And here's the thing. I totally believe this. And I don't think that means that Paul Skeens is not, you know, going to give 100%. He obviously just unanimously won a Cy Young. He's such a, you know, he's such a talent. But this is like rinse, repeat, you know, when it comes to the Pirates. They have good talent. It, you know, the talent achieves in an individual way. They eventually sell that talent out to the highest bidder. And then you're forced to start all over again.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And listen, I'm not getting in, because I don't want to get yelled at by Bryce Harper. I'm not going to talk about a salary cap or a salary floor, you know, how the players are so adamant against it. It does feel like we're headed to labor trouble. I got to be honest, I don't have a strong opinion about the salary cap. They got to do something about these Pirates, right? Like, as a fan, a national fan, say, take my Phillies out of it, and they have to do something about this. It's ridiculous. Like, the NFL... You have bad teams, but you know in 3 years they can be back, and you'll never get the Pirates back.
Yeah, and the Pirates aren't even the lowest. Like, there are teams, and they'll look at it and say, well, listen, the Cincinnati Reds have a lower payroll, and they made the playoffs, and da-da-da. It's like, do you have not spending money or smart baseball? Listen, the Dodgers have shown us the way, okay? You want to win, you gotta spend. And this is my question, though, about this anonymous report coming out about Paul Skeens. The report was he's told teammates that, you know, he has no faith in the Pirates, and then he wants to be a New York Yankee. Once this comes out, if I'm the Pirates, like, I could trade him earlier, and I'm not saying that the Pirates solely exist to be like a minor league for the Yankees or something, or
which
the Twins or whatever, but or the, you know, insert whatever team you want. I just am saying, if he wants out, do I ultimately just try to put together a package now where he would? They could reset their franchise. You could,
but what they can't though. That's the thing. The Pirates can't reset their franchise, because if they draft three more stars, they'll just trade them. So
yeah, it just never ends.
Yeah, it's a never-ending cycle. That's why I almost feel like the league has to do something about this. Can I ask a question about
Skeens? They're going to have a lockout. Yeah.
The anonymous source. Is there any connection between Skeens and the Yankees? Did he grow up a Yankees fan? I'm Googling now. He's from California.
Was Garrett Cole, and he was a big Yankee fan.
Yeah, right? I was wondering, is there any pictures of Skeens as a kid wearing a Yankees cap? I'm curious, because he didn't, sometimes I think there's something particular with the Yankees. It's not like he's saying, I just want to get to a big city, high revenue team. Some people just love the Yankees.
Yeah, but to be honest, and Manny, I know you are painfully aware of this, that the Yankees are now going to have the longest, they match the longest championship drought going into this season. I believe it's matched for the longest drought in history, which I think has to go back to the 50s.
What, the Yankees?
Yeah.
The Yankees go back to 1923.
No. I'm talking about the drought. I think this is...
Well, they couldn't have had a drought in the 50s.
No, it wouldn't have been the 50s, so it must have been into the...
Between Gehrig and DiMaggio?
I got to double check it, but yeah. I know that there's... I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, that the Yankees have the longest drought now that matches. Nico, you have my stat for me?
Yeah, so it was from 78 to 96.
Oh, yeah. The 80s were the
Yeah, there was an 18-year drought where they didn't win.
Are we at 18 years from the A-Rod Matsui World Series?
That was in 09, yes.
So that would be 18 years would be 27.
We're not math majors. Listen, yeah. AI Overview is telling me that a 16-season streak from 79 to 95 is when the Yankees had a World Series drought, currently matched by their ongoing drought from 2010 to the present.
So 16. Mm. Our math was terrible on the first one.
All right, well, we got there eventually.
Yeah. But I think it's like the Packers and the Steelers in the NFL. They're generations of Yankees fans. Because they haven't won, his grandfather might have been a Yankee fan.
But again, like the Yankees, let's be honest, made the World Series 2 years ago, right? Not this past season, the season before. And before that, they were topping out at the ALCS. So it's not even like there's 15, 16 years of Yankee fans who have not tasted anything.
Yeah, but what's the most popular team in the NFL?
Well, the Chiefs are now coming for the Cowboys, according to Ani Bose.
Yeah, because they have Taylor Swift in the box. We'll see when she leaves if that's true. The Cowboys haven't won in 30 years, and there's still a lot of players who are like, man, I always dreamed of being a Cowboy. They weren't even alive for the 1995 Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, and we're going to get to a point where guys were not alive for 09, which is weird.
I wasn't alive for that 95 World Super Bowl championship. I have no idea what a championship is like for
Cowboys.
Can
I give you a quick summation?
No,
not really.
Please don't, because it's going to come at my expense.
Bills lose, but it wasn't the Bills. It was the Steelers in that one. So anyway.
I know that the Giants beat the Bills in a Super Bowl before I was born. Did you hear about that, Max?
Guys, what is going on? I got a game.
See this patch on my jersey?
Yeah,
right
I see your Lawrence Taylor. I got a game against the Bucks to focus on, all right? they might have to call me in to play middle linebacker.
Thanks for breakfast, by the way.
You're welcome. That's for Ryan Hickey, who won our Survivor pool quite easily.
I had somebody left a wrapper for one of the bagels on here, and I threw it at the trash can, but I missed wide right, and it's on the ground over there.
Right. Thank you for that.
It's a Scott Norwood reference, by the way.
Took me 13 seconds to come up with that.
Oh.
I mean, just the worst. Your wide receiver hates you. I don't know. I have nothing else to come back.
Fight each other.
With the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm trying to work it. Can I come up with a pun for Music City Miracle before we end?
You guys have 45 seconds. Come on, fight each other.
Make your son proud and punch someone.
I know. Someone called in today to say I did the right thing when my son got pushed to praise him for saying good job not fighting back and tell the teacher and he's 6 years old and Perloff and someone from Vermont called in to
we had a bullying expert from Vermont. Manny, I can't believe you let that person through because your high school apparently was the war zone.
Oh, it was. Still is.
Meanwhile, we needed someone to call in like from I don't know, the jail. Where's our warden? Where's Big Dave? Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.